Vrindavanamkaya Tubhyam Goloka Moline
Tubhyam Goloka Moline
Puna Brahmata Patraya
Puna Brahmata Patraya
Namo Gaurvadanaya cha
Namo Gaurvadanaya cha
Obeisances to you, who are the crown of Goloka and who sits on the lap of Vrindavan. Obeisances to Govardhan, the umbrella of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Raghunath Das Goswami says that if we want to worship Shri Radha Giridhari, the Lord who Radha and the Lord who lifted the Giriraj, we need to become strong for that worship by drinking Panchamrita. Today I think we have done Panchamrita,
yes.
Five nectars we have done.
Yes.
So if you, and we will drink later, with the permission of our pujari, we will drink later, and we will be nourished and become very strong. This Panchamrita, Charanamrita makes one very strong. Therefore, this Baba from Nandagram, his good name?
Bandai Baba.
Has given medicine at the Charanamrita from Krishna Balaram's lotus feet. It is a very strong medicine. So there is a strong medicine which we need to drink if we want to worship Sri Sri Radha Giridhari. Raghunath Das Goswami says it's Achana. We did this today, worship. Kirtana. We did this. Smarana, we will now do this. We will hear. And Shravana, we will also do this. And pranam to them. These five things make you strong. Achan, Kirtan, Smaran, Shravan, and pranam. So we have somehow done this worship of Giriraj, and I would like to just read to you now a little bit about the meaning of Giriraj from Shukadev Goswami's words. Krishna said one thing when he convinced Nanda Maharaj to take the items which were meant for Indra Puja and use them for Giriraj Puja. He gave a very strong argument why Indra should not be worshipped, but why Giriraj should be worshipped. And I want to give this argument of Sri Krishna from the Bhagavatam. Let us first offer our obeisances. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamide Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskajare Svatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gopakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. He said, if aji vyaikatarang babang yastvanyam upajivati natasmak vindate kshemang jaranaryasati yata. If one thing is actually sustaining our life, but we take shelter of something else, how can we achieve any real benefit? We would be like an unfaithful woman who can never achieve any actual benefit by consorting with her paramour. In this verse, Krishna speaks of the effect of not following his advice. See, his argument is very strong. A good wife is maintained by her husband, by her good husband. Now, if she goes for her maintenance away from her husband and just goes with any man from the street, what benefit will she have on the long run? So this is the example which Krishna gives. He says, we are all maintained by Giriraj. Giriraj takes care of us. Why should we go to someone else like Indra and find our maintenance there? This is the nishta of the great devotees. They say, Krishna is your medicine. Krishna takes care of everything. Why go anywhere else where you are and give up the shelter of Shri Krishna? You will not gain anything. Srila Prabhupada has once said, if someone is hungry and he can get food at his house, but if he somehow doesn't go to his house but goes begging from the Muslims, they will not give all the food which he needs, and he will have lost his social belonging. So if you can get food at one place where your ashraya, where your shelter is, why should you go somewhere else like an unchaste woman? You will not get any shelter in the long run. It will not be good for you. So this is Krishna's argument. Don't worship anyone else than Giriraj. Giriraj is giving you everything. Don't run anywhere for any other help or shelter. So I'm so indebted for our venerable, what is the name of your father, please?
Nanda Kishore Goswami.
Our venerable Nanda Kishore Goswami. Bahu Danyavad, Bahu Danyavad. I'm so much indebted to our Krishna Murari Goswami, to our Banu Nandini, and our Atul Krishna for coming here and bringing Giriraj. Giriraj is here for you. Giriraj will make you healthy. Do not go to hospital. No need to become so dependent on hospital. Giriraj can give you everything. This I understand from this, from Giriraj personally coming here. He wants to show, I am your ultimate shelter. I know you have some other idea why you came, but this is my idea. This is how I understand. Giriraj has come in my hour of need and has reminded me, your ashraya has come. I am taking care of you. Don't go anywhere. This is a very, very good argument of Shri Krishna. He said to us, the bridge passing, Giriraj is everything. He is God. He can give you everything. Now he needed to prove that. He had made a statement. And that proof comes a little later. Tatacha vyadhu sarvam yataha madhusudana vachiyitva svadhyasyanam tatravyena giritvijam uparitya balin samyak adrita yavasangavam godanani purashkritya girim chakru pradakshinam. The cowherd community then did all that Madhusudan had suggested. They worship Giriraj. They arrange for the brahmanas to recite the auspicious Vedic mantras, and using the paraphernalia that had been intended for Indra's sacrifice, they presented offerings to Govardhan Hill and the brahmanas with reverential respect. They took everything which was standing there ready for Indra Puja, and they offered it with great respect to Giriraj and the brahmanas. They also gave grass to the cows. Then placing the cows, bulls and calves in front of them, they did parikram of Govardhan. So this we have also done. Then Shukadev Goswami describes what happened. All the Brijbasis, we can understand, were on a parikram. They had all dressed for the parikram in their best clothes. The cows were going in front. Elderly people who could not walk very nicely were sitting on bullock carts going on parikram. The whole community was doing Giriraj parikrama. Everyone was in great spirits. They sang the glories of Krishna. Hey Gopal, 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 Gopal. And they sang other songs. Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Anandala. Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandala. Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandala. Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandala. Gopala Nandala, Gopala Nandala, Gopala Nandala, Gopala Nandala. Hey Gopalanandala, 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 Gopalanandala. Now they were just doing parikrama, and it is described that the brahmanas were there. They were giving blessings and they chanted different mantras. Svastu so mangala, mangala acharans, and so on. And then all of a sudden, they were just singing, Gopanandala, thinking of Krishna. Krishna did something. He assumed a huge form, sitting on Giriraj. Big form. He was small, Gopal, but then Krishna just surprised everyone. And he expressed to them, Shailosmi means, I am Govardhan mountain. And then this huge form, it's a Krishna, took all his hands and started to eat all the offerings which were given to him. We hear that there was one elderly lady in Nandagram who could not come to Govardhan. There's a leg problem.
I heard my dad was from Ujjagram.
From Ujjagram.
So she could not walk. So Krishna just hand, then he took the offering from the Ujjagram.
Yeah, Krishna just went with his head because he could not warm and took the offering. Krishna wanted to show, you have given me everything, you have surrendered unto me, now I will prove that I am for you. He said later, you have worshipped Indra since many generations. Has Indra come one time and eaten your offering? No. But you have offered only one time Giriraj, and immediately he's there and accepts everything. This is Giriraj is not slow in answering our puja. He immediately accepts our puja. there is one statement even in Shastra which says that Krishna is immediately responding to a devotee. Prabhupada said this also in Hamburg. Krishna is there the moment you turn to him. That is how close he is. Immediately he's there. And yesterday I read that Krishna said, others are grateful for presents which are given to them, but I am grateful for presents which will be given in the future, and I accept those presents and respond to them. For instance, Atul Krishna will hopefully do some wonderful service for Krishna in the future. So Krishna is accepting that wonderful service already now and is respecting and responding. So Giraj is like this. Then Tasmai namo braja janai saha chakra atmanatmane aho pashyata shailoso rupino nukraham vyadat. Together with the people of Braj, the Lord bowed down to this form of Govardhan Hill. Thus, he offered obeisances to himself. Then he said, just see how this hill has appeared in person and bestowed mercy upon all of us. This Govardhan Hill can take on any form he wishes, and he will kill any residents of the forest who neglect him. Therefore, let us pay our obeisances to him for the safety of ourselves and our cows. It is actually said, if you don't do Govardhan Puja, then Giriraj will take on the form of Sapa, of a snake, and kill those who are not doing this puja. So for your own safety, you have done this Govardhan Puja. The members of the cowherd community, having thus been inspired by Lord Vasudev to properly execute the sacrifice to Govardhan Hill, the cows and the brahmanas returned with Lord Krishna to their village Raja. So this is a wonderful Leela. Now, Indra was in his heavenly kingdom and he was noting that the sweets, the milk sweets and everything which were annually, that means yearly, offered from Braj were not coming. And he liked the sweets of Braj very much. So he said to his minister, no sweets are coming? What is? And the ministers sent some spies out, and the spies came back with the news. Krishna has told the cowherd boys to not offer your sweets to you, but to some stone. What, said Indra? He has given the order that what is meant for me is offered to some mountain. And this was too difficult to tolerate. From this we can learn a proud person at any moment something comes and something small, I mean this is small, Indra gets so much from everywhere, but because he felt my name is not respected, he felt so much misery. When you are proud, a small thing can happen to you and you will be finished. But if you are humble, the worstest calamities, worstest miseries can happen, and it is no problem for you. It is absolutely no problem. As long as you remain proud, you are very vulnerable, is the English word. So Indra then reacted very strongly. He totally came in a rage and he said, I will now show these cowherd boys, they are cowherd men, they are apiras, they are not very civilized, they have nothing, they are in the forest and they don't follow me. I will kill them all, and I will kill Krishna. I will I will kill his father, Nanda Baba. So much offense he did. And although Kamsa had killed, had obstructed so many yajñas, hundreds, thousands of yajñas, Indra became so demoniac that he did not attack Mathura at all, but he just, for that one yajña, he sent all the floods which were meant to annihilate the creation, big clouds, you know, with huge amounts of water to Braj. And soon it became very dark. People who had gone out of their house could not find back because it was just so dark. The rain was coming down. The cows tried to be over the calves to give protection to the calves, but and everyone was just surrounded by water, water, water. They screamed out, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho, Bhaktanam Abhayankara. Oh Krishna, you are very strong. You can take the fear of all your devotees. And Krishna heard these prayers. In the Gita, Krishna has said, Savadamam Parijaja, give up all other duties and just worship me alone, and I will protect you. Now Krishna proved this. Krishna himself left Nanda Bhavan and he rushed to where Giriraj was, and he went under Giriraj and he lifted Giriraj with his left hand. He wanted to show, this work is very unimportant for me. Because important work you do with the right hand, but he did with his left hand. This is very small. And he chose the little finger, because the little finger is also very small, done for unimportant work, you know. But this is nothing. And he carried Giriraj. This is Krishna. This is his very wonderful pastime in lifting Giriraj. So today at the Govardhan Puja, it is the puja where Krishna directed everything which his Brijbasis wanted to give to other devatas, to Indra. He directed everything to Krishna himself by showing that Giriraj is Krishna, and accepting all the offerings which the devotees gave with love and devotion. That's a very important day because it teaches us ashraya, to take shelter. And most properly, this point, to take shelter and to find shelter, is one of the most important points in our Krishna conscious life. If we all need to think today about our shelter. Where are we sheltered? Otherwise, if we are not properly sheltered, we will walk through the world from one so-called shelter to the other, to the other, to the other, and we will remain disappointed and not have fulfilled our goal in life. This question of ultimate shelter so important on and on this day, Krishna established very firmly, I am your ultimate shelter. And he proved, you can give up everything else, I will protect you. I will take care of you. In the Bhagavad Gita, he has taught theoretically, here in Govardhan, in the Govardhan Leela, he is teaching very practically for all to understand these wonderful subject matters. So I'm very, very happy that this arrangement came, and I want to thank you 1,000 times. Today is my happy day, my good day, we have now only one thing left, smarana. We must now do some smarana. We must remember something which we have heard or which we know about Giriraj. We can maybe do a Giriraj parikrama. I will do a very... Let us do a Giriraj parikrama. I would love to guide you in a smaran exercise, because we do also smaran in our tradition, and we will do Giriraj parikrama in our mind. Is that all right? So...
Giriraj dharan prabhu tumhari sharanam.
What we will do is we will... Can you give this harmonium to Banana?
Please, okay. Yeah. He do for the Banana. Das kommt zum Schluss. Zum Schluss. Nicht jetzt gleich.
So, please sit properly. We will just do a wonderful Giriraj Parikrama in our mind. We will, you can look at Radhakund, Syamakund, where we will start our parikrama, our smaran, and you can also look at Giriraj there to understand how he looks like. I request you to sit very good. Take a few breaths, deep breaths. Inhale deeply, exhale deeply. We will start our parikrama in Radhakund. Please quickly go there and take your snan at the Sangam. You can go down to Radhakund to take a few, sprinkle a few drops of the water on your head. If you are fast, you can just do a very quick bath. You can come under the water one time, two times, three times. You come out of the water. Dress, and with the blessings of Radha, Rani, Shyam Sundar, you are ready for your parikrama. You walk around Giriraj. Oh, on the right side, you see Kusum Sarova. is here where the gopis collect everyday flowers and wash them for their worship at Radhakund. You go through Govardhan town, and on your right hand you see Dhankeli. Here Lord Krishna established a toll station to collect taxes from the gopis. It was arguing in a loving way with Radharani and Lalita and Vishakha. You continue blissfully walking. And you have arrived at Govindakund. There's Govindakund, and in the back you see Giriraj, so tall, so beautiful. Ooh. Then you continue on the inner path. Giriraj is on your right side. And you look from time to time. Until you come to Puchari. Then you move around Giriraj. Oh, such beautiful scenes. Giriraj looks here very blackish. And there are some nilgaus, some deers. You walk very nicely up to Jatipur. It's nice trees, nice dust. Oh, such good dust. In Jatipur, you see that big community of Vallabhas who worship with milk, Giriraj. So nice to see how they worship Giriraj, giving him an abhishek. Then you move to Govardhan town, so that wonderful forested area. God shade is available. You can walk very nicely on the path. You quickly cross Govardhan town, and then you move the last stretch to Radhakund. Oh, you see Uddhava Kund. Here the Lord's devotee Uddhava is there in the form of grasses. He waits for the dust of the gopis to come and fall on his head. He's a kshatriya. Kshatriyas cannot take the dust of anyone's feet, but he's so convinced of the superior love of the gopis that he says, I will be a little gulma, a little plant, that the dust of the gopis' feet should fall on my head. And you move onwards to Radhakund. Finally, on your right side, Radhakund appears. You walk around Syamakund. And you arrive at the place where you have started.
Hare Hare.
Krishna.
Hare
Jai Om Vishwar Paramahan Satarabhala Satakacharya Ashtata Satasi Simati Sivahingre Sila Vechana Naravinda Sila Bhakti Vasvami Maharaj Sila Prabhupada Ki Anand Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Sila Harijastakur Ki Jai Prem Sakho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Gopadan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Gangamai Yamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo All glories to the Assembly Devotees All glories to the Assembly Devotees All glories to the Assembly Devotees All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Guranga All glories to Srila Prabhupada Om Vishnu Padana Stavutu Hare Krishna. Krishna Murari, please, it would be our great honor if your father could speak some words of blessings at this sacred occasion of Giriraj Puja. And he can, and you can translate into English, please. Mm-hmm. Maybe you come next to him so that. Maybe something about Giriraj you can explain. It would be very, very good for us.
Once upon a time it happened like this. Once it happened like all the Vrijvasis convinced by Krishna, they prepared a lot of sweets called Malpua.
So, sab Vrijvasi taiyar hai re. So, Indra ko call padi.
Yes. So, when all the Vrijvasis they were decorating themselves for the Govardhan Puja, then Indra came to know that today his worship will not be done.
So, Indra ki puja karne ka jaise re, to Indra ne thoda sa wo ho gaya rushed.
So, when Indra heard from his minister that his worship will not be done today, so then he became like fully angry.
Then
he called one of his most important cloud, Samvarta cloud. Then he called him and he did like so much heavy rain.
Then when it
was rained all in Vrindavan for like around 7 days, so then Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill for the 7 days in order to protect the Vrijavasis. And when it was like rain everywhere, then all the Vrijavasis, they were feared like what will happen. Then Krishna called them that, oh come, I'll give you shelter. Then by the mercy, Krishna at that time told that by the mercy of Yashoda Maya and by the prasadam prepared by Radharani and Mother Yashoda, which gave me such a strength so I could lift the Govardhan hill. Then Krishna, by saying this, by the mercy of all of you Vrijavasis, I lifted Govardhan. Yes, then
Radharani.
He is saying that some strength was given by butter of gopis, some strength was given by the ladus of Yashoda Maya, some strength was given by the Brajavasis, some strength was given by all the other cowherd boys. Then when all the strength were collected together, then Krishna lifted Govardhan.
Oh yeah.
This is the past series. Then what is, I would like to add something, like when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, so after returning from Govardhan, so Krishna did not take any offering since 7 days, and in one day Krishna takes 8 offerings. So then 7 into 8 is 56. So when Krishna returned back to Nandagram, then Mother Yashoda and Radharani thought that Krishna has not taken any offering since 7 days, but every day he takes around 8 offerings. So now, in order to compensate all the offerings, so we should prepare Chappan Bhog for Krishna. And that was the first time when Chappan Bhog was offered to Krishna. So when Krishna returned from Govardhan to Nandagram, then Mother Yashoda and Radharani, they prepared Chappan Bhog for Krishna, and that time they first offered Chappan Bhog to Krishna.
What is Chappan Bhog?
56 offerings to
Krishna. Chappan Bhog consists of these 56. So every time Chappan Bhog is offered, 56.
Yes, yes. Like 56 type of offering, like some type of sweet, some type of rice, some type of special other things. Then it makes 56 bhogs.
Thank you very much. What I very much appreciate is that this was not something just in the past, but we can feel when we are here in the hospital room and when we do such offerings, the atmosphere is again very much filled with Krishna Bhakti. You can see what is the atmosphere now and what it was when you came. It is a great difference from what it was when you first arrived here, and we're all looking a little, oh, we left Vrindavan, oh no, and there's a hospital, oof. And now we feel that, oh, we are blessed by Giriraj. I thank you very much. I would really request if Nikunya, with your camera, maybe you can make a photo just like not from eye to down, so that I can keep one with the plate and one, we'll have to see if it's possible. Maybe we can remove the ammonium. One photo of you on top. I'm also thinking maybe we should, how is your room at the present moment? Maybe we should offer the father of Krishna Murari Goswami some little rest before he read. Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you make it okay? Well, can you just see?
No, I will make it.
Peterji, we would like to offer you some little vishram before you return. We will make one room ready and then you could rest a little. Please, before you return.
Maharaj bole ki jab jaane se pehle thodi der ke liye ek room mein thodi der vishram lenge, thodi der baith ke
chal jayenge. Good. Yeah.
Sometime?
Yeah, we can now, take care of the devotees, isn't it?
Yes.
Maybe you want to also bring a few. As far as I know, the offering is completed.
Yes, yes.
Then we can distribute.
Now,
yeah. Impa Gläser and plates. Let's just be.
Focus on stuff.
Oh, yeah, for me, aber also. We will bring a few little plates and then we have.
Ты приправил, я не умею.
Ты приправил?
Да.